Jamie Penner and his new album called Odyssey. The track was called Royal Treatment. You're listening to Courts in Session. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And that set of music started off with brand new music from the band Black Star Riders with the track Burning Rome. Let me know what you think. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Do we keep that in rotation? Want to know what you say. After that request, going out to Jonathan, going back to 1984, great request, Tony Carey with the song Fine, Fine Day. That was actually reached number 22 on the Billboard Top 100. Look that up on the internet. And I remember when that song came out because MTV was in its heyday and there was a great mafia video that went along with that song. Tony Carey, and of course, for you metalheads out there, if you know your stuff, you know that Tony Carey got his start as the keyboardist for Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow with Ronnie James Dio. A little fun fact for Trivial Pursuit. After that, band called Jenny Don't and the Spurs. And there's a little story behind this. So the other night I got home from the office way late. We're talking like after 1 a.m. And I'm trying to get ready for bed. Of course, first thing I do when I come in the house is turn the radio on. And as I'm trying to get ready for bed and settle down, in the early morning hours, we have automation going, and something with the computer went haywire, because that song that you just heard by the band Jenny Don't and the Spurs, I Want to Be the Only One, must have been playing on repeat for 20 times. So I got to be very intimate with that song and know it very well. And I said, you know, I'm going to play that on my show. That's a good tune. Jenny Don't and the Spurs. So have you been to our website at WRCT.org? If you click on the schedule, you'll see all the new shows we've got going on. And we've got some new ones. We've got some brand new ones that I'm excited to check out. But one of the long-running shows here at the station, and he's got a lot of listeners, and for a good reason, is Mando Richard with Whiskey Before Breakfast. Talking great Americana. Whiskey Before Breakfast, it's a fiddle tune and a radio show. Not a prescription from your podiatrist. Turn into WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around. If you love bluegrass, stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. every Wednesday with Mando's show, The Black Diamond Show. And it's a gem. It really is. If you love bluegrass, you will not be disappointed. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and www.wrct.org. So talking about Mando, you might hear something from this band. It's brand new. It's called Dirt Does Dylan. This is a Nitty Gritty Dirt band with their version of Quinn the Eskimo.
Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn.
Everybody's building ships and boats. Some are building monuments, others are jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy.
Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn.
I like to do just like the rest, I like my sugar sweet. Jumping cues and making haste, you know it ain't my cup of meat. Everybody's neath the trees, feeding pigeons on a limb.
But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like a mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on with it.
I've not seen nothing like the mighty Quinn.
Come on.
What I want to do, I can't decide them all. You tell me where it hurts you, honey, and I tell you who to call. Nobody can get no sleep, someone's on everybody's toes. When Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna want a dose. Come on with that, come on.
Brand new instrumental piece for you now. It's on our new epic album, which we're very proud of. A thing called Dwayne's Tune. Thank you.
got Dickie Betts in the background, live Dickie Betts. And coming up right now, this is brand new from the band Blasting Rod. Track is called The Elvis Posse. And keep it right here on 88.3 FM. Coming up in a few minutes, we've got Billy Greer from Kansas.
Hey everybody, this is Joe Lynn Turner, and whenever I'm in trouble with the law in Pittsburgh, I call my rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh.
Surrender to the black liquid night. beside me. The questions run deep. All the answers inside me as I fall into the void, into the endless sleep. Did you do it for love or for gold? Like a fool who is just born and sold. Speak the truth when the truth must be told. In the dark night of the soul.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and you just heard Kansas going back to 1986 from the Power album with the song Three Pretenders. You know, we've had a lot of great music from Kansas, been a lot of time since 1986, and the band has got a brand new three-album retrospective. They've got a new single, they've got a new tour, and most importantly tonight, we've got Billy Greer from Kansas on the radio with us. Billy, how are you?
Hello, everybody. How you doing, man? I'm doing great. Thank you.
Such a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Welcome to Courts in Session. So, Billy, you've got a brand new three-album retrospective. Tell us all about it.
Well, you know, it's our 50th anniversary, so we're our record company president from Inside Out Records released a three CD set, which covers the whole history of the band. I mean, including from the very first album in 1974 to the last thing we released in 2020. So we're covering all the phases, all the different iterations of the band that have existed. And so it's just a, you know, a large snapshot of our whole career. So songs from every part of our career, of our journey.
Well, I'm holding it in my hand right now. It's called Another Fork in the Road, 50 Years of Kansas.
Yeah, boy, we've got some silverware out there. I'm telling you that. We've got forks in the eatery and good china and broken china all over the place out there on the road.
Well, thank God, because it's been a great ride. So, Billy, there's a new single on this album. We're going to play it shortly. And it's a re-recording of a classic Kansas tune that you guys have just reignited. You've lit this thing on fire. But my understanding is, from reading these liner notes, you recorded this song in a very different fashion than in the prior history of Kansas.
Yes, we did. We all recorded, we're all equipped with a studio in our homes, and except for Phil. Phil's got a studio just down the road from where he lives, where we recorded the last couple of albums. And so he went in and did the drum tracks along with the old recording, and he sent us those tracks, those audio stems, and everybody got to add their parts at their, you know, at their home studio. So that's the way we recorded this, and then sent it in, and they mixed it, and that's the way it is. But this song is very special in that this was on the very first demo that they sent to Don Kirshner back in 1973, I think it was, and this is the song that caught his ear that made him want to sign this band. He'd never heard the violin play in a rock song like that. So this is the song that got the band their very first record deal with Kirshner Records.
Well, that is so cool. Well, let's play it right now off the new Kansas retrospective, Another Fork in the Road. This is new from Kansas. Billy, why don't you introduce it?
Hey, this is Billy Greer with Kansas. You're listening to 88.3 WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh, and this is our new old single called Can I Tell You?
And nothing more.
If you're just tuning in, we've got Billy Greer from Kansas on the phone with us tonight, and you just heard their latest single, an On Fire re-recording of the song Can I Tell You, from their new retrospective 3-album set, Another Fork in the Road. So, Billy, the most exciting news for me tonight is Kansas is coming to Pittsburgh June 2nd at the Benedum Center.
Coming to Pittsburgh yet again, man. And how many times have we done that over the years? Time and time again. It's where, you know, we came to Pittsburgh to celebrate our 40th anniversary, where we brought Dave and also Carrie back up to sit in and play with the band. So, you know, Pittsburgh is a very, very special place for us. Because when the original band came there with Queen, that's kind of when the band broke. They were so liked by the fans that had come to that show that they got to come back and headline on their own. So Pittsburgh holds a very special place in all the hearts of the guys in the band.
Well, for anyone who's ever seen the Kansas documentary, you know, the station that broke you is still around. They're talk radio these days, but Pittsburgh's had a long love affair with Kansas, so it's been a mutual thing.
It definitely has, man. What great fans we've got there.
Well, I saw you on the last tour, and I was just blown away by how tight you guys still are, how great you sounded with Ronnie Platt on the vocals. And that's the number one question I get from listeners with your new music about Ronnie and how great he sounds and how he's gelled with the band. Tell us about what we can expect to hear when you come play on June 2nd.
Well, I like yourself, I think Ronnie is a great fit in this band. We were very lucky to get him when Steve decided to retire about 10 years ago. We had played with Ronnie when he was playing in Head East. He sang lead for that band, and we had played with him on a festival show. So we'd heard his voice before and knew that he had the high range, and he was able to come in and also a keyboard player, but also able to hit all those big high notes that young Steve Walsh recorded on all those albums. And so it was a good fit. And plus he's a good songwriter and a good front man. So it's good to have Ronnie in the band. Then we added Tom Brislin on keyboards, who is a very special keyboardist. He's got a golden resume. He's played with so many people, including Yes, Debbie Harry, Meatloaf. I mean, he's toured with everybody you can think of. So he's also become a very good fit and a very big part of the band. And we got David Ragsdale, who's a 20-year veteran of the band, on violin and guitar, and also still got original members Phil Ehart and Richard Williams and myself. So,
well, it's going to be a great show, June 2nd at the Benedum. Any little special gems you can turn our listeners on to that we might hear when you play live?
I'll just tell you this: we're going to play all the hits that you come to know and love, and your favorite, the fan favorites, the deep tracks, and some songs that I've never played since I've been in this band for 38 years. So we're going way deep and way back.
Wow.
That's all I can say. I'm not going to name names, but some of them are over 9 minutes long.
Wow, that is terrific. Well, I will be there, and a lot of our listeners will as well. So, Billy, it's such an honor to have you on the show. So when Billy Greer from Kansas comes on the radio, all of your listeners are wondering, what does Billy Greer listen to in his downtime? So, brother, take over the turntables. Why don't you pick a couple tunes to play on the radio now and tell us why they're special to you.
One of my favorite songs to play when we play in concerts is a song that I trade back and forth with Ronnie on. It's called Miracles Out of Nowhere. That's one of my favorite Kansas songs, because it's so dynamic and the lyrics are so relevant even to this day. And it's a very special song. So here you go. Miracles Out of Nowhere.
And give us one more.
One of my favorite progressive rock bands, who I fell in love with when I first heard the records, was Yes. So this is one of my favorite Yes songs. This is Yours Is No Disgrace by Yes.
That's terrific. Talking with Billy Greer from Kansas. They're coming to Pittsburgh June 2nd at the Benedum Center. They've got a brand spanking new three-album retrospective, Another Fork in the Road, 50 Years of Kansas. Brand new single we're playing here on WRCT. Billy, such an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. Why don't you come on back right before you come to town in June, and we'll do it all over again.
It sounds like a party. Eric, thank you so much for having me this time, and I look forward to seeing you guys again when we come up that way.
Have a great night, brother.
Thank you, my man.
A 100, maybe 1,000 years ago. marvelous. I just pray and then I go. Up into the sunset like a western hero. Tell me what you gonna do.
yesterday a morning came, a smile upon your face. Caesar's palace, morning glory, silly human race. On a sailing ship to nowhere, leaving any place. If the summer changed to winter, yours is no disgrace. Yours is no disgrace. Yours is no disgrace.
We'll be right back. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Had to take a big deep breath after that one. That is brand new from Uriah Heep, their latest album, Chaos and Color. You're listening to Courts in Session. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And before the Uriah Heep, A Journey to Be Alive Again, going back a few albums ago. So, is your neighbor in need? You know, millions of Americans with long-term health needs are struggling to keep their independence. You can volunteer by helping to shop, cook, drive, or just say hello. A few hours can make a difference. Faith in Action programs connect you with people in need right in your community. You can call 1-877-FAITH-11 or go to faithinaction.org. That's 1-877-FAITH-11 or faithinaction.org. So I've got some requests to get to, but before I do, for those of you who tune in regularly every Thursday, you probably know that for the last month and a half, we've had a new show here at the station, a show called From the Basement. A great DJ, great guy who follows me at 10:30, talking about DJ Addy. Hear what's what over a spread of electronic and alternative subgenres, and hark to the occasional interview with local experts every Thursday, 10:30, right after Courts in Session, only right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. So Reg in Perrysville gave me a phone call. He said he was enjoying the show, but he said, Eric, I want you to play that new Ian Hunter tune you played last week. And I said, we can do that, because Reg wasn't the only one requesting it. I have to double check this online, but Ian is definitely over 80. I want to say he's 83. I'm gonna double check that, but this is brand new from the same Ian Hunter that led Mott the Hoople in the 70s. Ringo Starr's on drums. This song's called Bed of Roses, 88.3 WRCT.
Stand up.